The following podcast should only be listened to by mature people. There will be language.
Holy shit, Krista's here.
You said mature.
For those of you that haven't been on the show in a while, the moment of silence is where we generally be quiet so Shannon can get a level tested. But Krista's back, so fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck the moment of silence.
Krista can't stay quiet for more than 5 seconds.
That's true. Tick, tick. You brought her, to be fair.
No, you're right.
Okay.
I accept the blame for it.
I'll take most of that blame because I was like, Chris is coming to the podcast, right?
That happened too.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Let me introduce you to the cast tonight, of course. It's Thursday, so we got Jesse Kimball down there at the end.
Hey, I mean, I could have said no.
That's true.
He could have. He has that power.
Really?
He's at the front of the pop finals.
No, I wasn't going to. I said I could have.
But yeah, in the front. And in all the pictures.
Oh, you know I'm immune to puppy dog face, especially yours. You overplayed that card real quick.
I remember that. I remember in Memphis when she tried to get the, what was it? It was some kind of Eon from
Snivy.
Bob. Snivy from Bob, but Bob gave it to Lindsay instead. Because Bob knew he lived with Lindsay. He would have to live with that. Also, Lindsay's here.
Hi.
I think your terror is more terrorist than mine.
You're going to definitely move that mic back toward her. She's much quieter than you assumed.
No, it was in the correct spot before she moved it.
Ah. Mandy Kennedy's here.
Oh,
Lil Fitty.
Lil Fitty.
Who apparently didn't like my pop vinyl I made of her. But to be fair, I got you and Krista actually mixed together because I told Jesse, I was like, yeah, I even put her in purple like she likes. And Jesse said,
oh,
that was Krista that likes purple. Mandy likes orange and blue. I was like, fuck.
I was like, I'm not always angry. Why is my face angry?
Literally, when you said that,
okay,
so
since
you were
it's a
always
best
angry.
Of us two should be like, pretty or?
Pretty.
A little pretty. A little critty.
That sounds like a new hero's villain.
A little bit.
A little critty.
A little critty.
And then making your grand return to Podzilla 1985 for the first time in over a year. It's been over a year.
Almost two.
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
One of the originators of Pentanerd. Or as it was called before that, Jesse.
The River City Belch.
What the shit?
Nice.
Krista Francis.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first on air.
Yeah. This show's gone downhill since season one. Oh. To be fair with you.
Krista, season one end.
We're still there.
We're still yeah. Season zero. Krista, tell us about it. Where you been? How you been?
Oh, I rose from the dead.
Yes.
Because I died.
Like Jesus.
Yep. I have magical powers.
Like Jesus.
Yep.
Can you fly?
No, I haven't quite leveled up to that yet.
Can you teleport?
I wish I could, because then I would actually be back here a lot faster than an 8-hour long drive.
Can you Kamehameha?
I've been trying
on What that. Can
I'm
you just... do? This is bullshit.
What do you
Next.
Do?
Next!
I don't do anything now, because I'm unemployed, so.
That's not true. Lonnie offered you a job today?
Yeah, I'm just going to decline that, and then keep getting unemployment benefits.
Oh, wow. Shit. You're a fucking welfare baby over here.
It's not welfare.
Well, we'll just call her D for a while.
Right?
No. Because D got on crack to try and get welfare. She didn't quite get there.
She just hasn't started yet.
Yeah, haven't started yet. It's just monster addiction. Still.
Still.
I was going to say, that's not new.
10 years later.
Yeah. So you've been down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You've been doing New Orleans thing.
Yeah, with all the coon asses.
Whoa.
I'm gonna need that explanation now, Jesse. I'm gonna need you to move her mic closer to her, though. I don't know why
she keeps moving
today.
It back.
She does.
Oh, sorry.
You gotta talk directly into the mic.
It's been a while since she's done this.
It's been a while. It's been over a year. All right, tell us about coon asses.
Oh, okay. So coon asses are basically just Cajun.
Please stop saying it.
Coon ass.
Please stop.
She's from there.
It's fine.
No, she's not
fine.
From there.
She's not from
well,
there.
I'm not from, but it's not a derogatory term. At least they don't take it as that.
Well, when you say they.
Okay.
Please specify for the listeners who coon asses are.
Okay, people who are born and raised in Louisiana area, specifically the swamp area.
Right.
Swamp people. They refer to themselves as coon asses
instead of swamp people. I would rather swamp people.
No.
But not a racial term.
I guess some people might take it as a racial term because you guys
would you rather be a swamp thing or a coon ass?
Yeah.
swamp thing?
I'd rather be
neither.
Because apparently you guys are taking it as coonasses as a derogatory term.
It's well, because the one throwing
all right, listen.
He fitty.
There, no, no. Shannon knows where I'm coming from. Because half of that word is a very, very derogatory racial slur.
Half of that word may be offensive to some of our sensitive listeners.
And the other
and
half
it
of that
ain't
word
asses.
Right. And you know, you add the other half of the word to it and it doesn't make it any better.
I mean, I literally got a show canceled on the network because I kept using racial slur.
That's accurate. That happened. Oh. So
okay. So the swamp people.
I feel like swamp people is also very offensive.
I think that's more offensive.
Yeah, swamp people sounds terrible. Do you deal with a lot of swamp people?
I'm just sitting here going, swamp.
I'm right. Not that many. Like, if you go further south, then yeah, you do. But
swamp people.
Swamp people.
And generally, how are they? Because I'm curious. You've all seen the TV shows. Like, it's on the whatever channel where the swamp people are just three teeth. They are what we present Tanner as.
The alligators.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Tanner's not. But the joke is that he could
so
be.
So they can have the temper of a gator, I guess. But generally they can be pretty nice.
Do you see many gators down there?
I've seen a couple dead on the road.
Shit.
I just see armadillos every day.
Seriously.
Everywhere.
So instead of like possums and things that you see on the side of the road here in Missouri, it's gators.
That's got to be scary as shit.
I feel like that's worse to hit with a car.
They little. Like,
they're not big gators.
The big ones are going to be more in the swamp area. Like if you actually go on a swamp tour, then you're going to see the big gators.
Have you been on a swamp tour?
Yes. They're a lot of fun. So they're very loud because you ride on an airboat and the giant freaking fan is right behind you. But like the swamp tour that we went on, I'm not really supposed to be saying this, but they did actually go into the water and wrestle a gator. It was cool.
Okay. Now what would have happened if they had died? Would you have been left to get back?
Oh, they wouldn't have
died.
Own?
You say that.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Gators are notorious for killing.
they did not earn apex predator status.
They were just some of the baby ones, though. They weren't that big.
So they were abusing animals.
No, they
were beating
weren't.
Up kids.
They were
somebody
feeding,
tell PETA.
They were feeding them chicken legs and marshmallows.
I don't think you should feed them marshmallows.
I'm surprised
they
by the marshmallows, I'll be honest.
Marshmallows.
That doesn't mean they're good for them.
It's no,
true.
It's,
ducks
it's
love
okay.
bread.
It's okay.
Bread is apparently terrible for
ducks.
Ducks
eat for free at Subway.
Well, really?
That's what I hear.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that.
They all want sun chips.
If you ever see a gator, give it a marshmallow. They love them.
I mean, it's sugar. Everything loves sugar.
Yep.
Except, like,
you
Billy.
You act like it's your pet.
Oh, no, Billy loves sugar.
Yeah, but Billy would die if
I
he ingests it.
I might have one. No.
All right, so I do want to go back to, I looked up the etymology of coonass.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
No.
The most popular one is it branches from a French term that loosely translates to dirty prostitute.
Oh.
That's the most popular etymology of it. It happened in World War I. It was Cajun soldiers fighting for France were referred to as coonasses, and people heard it and they just they Americanized it to coonass. One of the other popular bits of etymology is that what Shannon and I were referencing earlier, the popular racial slur at the beginning of that word, this racial slur would then imply that Cajuns are below black people.
Coon asses sounds like one of those DVDs that was in that binder we left at GameStop.
Yes.
Did you ever explain that binder on the show?
Many times.
Several
times.
Okay.
Everyone knows the legend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful legend.
No, it's not.
It kind of is.
So, yeah, like at best, coon ass means dirty prostitute.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
And the Cajun community is apparently very mixed on whether or not they like it or hate it.
I would like to poll.
Okay, so
the...
that's where my confusion comes from, because I've heard people calling each other coonasses.
Well, I mean, that happens in L.A. People call each other certain things, but you can't say it. That's the rule, as has been told to
me. Yeah, I think like it's pretty much generally accepted that if you called any of them that, they would probably hurt you. Or at the very least, say very mean things to you.
Because you're a pretty city girl. You go down there swapping
people
that loud
recognize like my accent and everything down there. They're like, where are you from? You ain't from here. What you doing?
All right, her attempt at a Cajun accent is both awful and offensive. For the record, not everyone in New Orleans
sounds like Bobby Boucher.
And that wasn't even a good Bobby Boucher.
I wasn't trying to reference him.
You just need to try going for more Kathy Bates. That's probably your speed.
They got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
But common phrases down there would be what that is, who dat, lots of who dat.
Who dat? So I hear that from my older brother a lot. My older brother is actually
who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? My older brother.
This is going to turn into a bad Adam Sandler movie.
A little bit.
You mean like every Adam Sandler movie?
Easy. There are a few good ones.
Yeah.
In the '90s.
Yeah. The first two.
You know, my older brother, huge like fan of New Orleans. Like that's his favorite city in the world.
Nolens.
Like he's he's a big Saints fan.
He
takes.
Was corn.
Lindsay has turned into a hyper space chicken.
The hyperspace chicken.
So
oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was corn.
Badger. Well. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Back on track.
Yeah.
I love that chicken.
Derails.
We all love so that anyway. Chicken. Yeah. So New Orleans has been good for you.
Sure.
We missed you on the show.
I'm sure you did.
We did. We never even, I don't even think. Did we even get a picture of her up on the site before she left?
No.
Yeah. I thought you got a picture of me.
Did you? I know there's pictures of you, like, in the cast gallery, because we put up, like, everyone that's been on the show, but I don't know if we ever had a profile for you.
I don't think we did.
I think you left before we did.
No. No, yeah, because we didn't start doing the profiles until Mandy joined.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit before Mandy, because CJ was still on there, and,
Well, CJ was on there well after Mandy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Stephanie was never there.
Insisted to not be.
And if you're listening to this show, you can tell why. All the coon asses have turned out this episode. Should we stop saying coon ass?
Please.
My producer's telling me to stop saying coon ass.
Because it's okay for them to say it, but not for you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
This is what happens when you didn't have a topic for us.
We never. Oh, no, I had a topic. I wanted to talk about Trump. No one ever wants to talk about Trump.
Silence? I mean, I'll talk about him.
Because like,
I've never said that I don't want to.
We still have him in office.
Well, usually when we start talking about Trump, it just devolves into Jesse and I yelling back and forth in unison.
Yeah, no.
While Mandy like, draws we're and angrily, Lindsay play games.
We're angrily agreeing with one another.
Yeah. I usually agree, but I'm not the smartest when it comes to politics. Well, I try and keep up, but when I do try and keep up, then I just get really angry at things.
Yeah.
And so then I just try and block
it out. Tonight's a good night for
that. That's about my world.
Because so, I was going to drop the pretense that we're intelligent about politics and just like, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, okay, do you heard he fired the FBI director?
Yeah, we actually had that on work at our sports bar, which pisses me off.
Like, you got to stay up with the news.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on. I got something on this real quick. Just a quick little anecdote. Only Fox News. Only Fox News. Me and, Krista and Andrew went to Culver's to get dinner tonight. And,
you should know better than to go to Culver's when there's Trump stuff going on.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah. It's just, cause this was worth seeing. So Fox News had the headline that the firing of James Comey could reinvigorate investigations into Hillary. Only Fox News would take the news about James Comey getting fired for investigating Trump's ties with Russia and throw it onto Hillary.
They also said today, the White House said today that this will hopefully end the Russia speculation. Which is the most ballsy way to say, yeah, we fired the guy investigating it, so now we can sweep it under the rug.
Well, fuck. Because at least the FBI is saying now, like, they're going to keep report, or they're going to keep investigating it, but they are no longer going to report to the White House.
Well, so the White House said that the acting head of the FBI, McCabe, I think is his name.
That sounds right.
That he said it was his recommendation, along with Jeff Sessions, that they boot James Comey. McCabe then said, "I never did that." it's terrible. You can't make sense of it. Do you keep up with Trump down in New Orleans?
No.
They were about to secede, probably. So
yeah, I was gonna say you have half people who like Trump and half people who liked Hillary, but there's not many like in between there.
Well, we're in a state where most people liked Trump.
Oh yeah,
he definitely won this state.
Well, to be fair, like no, he won Louisiana hard too. She just lives in a city, because if you looked at the map, the cities were pretty consistently blue. But
the ones that count.
Right.
Not not the counties that count.
Not the counties that count.
The gerrymandering.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a whole topic for another thing, though. So, yeah, it's hard to talk about Trump, because really all you can do is at this point is just like bang your fists on the table and go, why? Yeah. Why? Why? Yeah. How is he still in office? Everything he does is a fucking joke. He is just laughing at Americans and we're lapping it up.
Yeah, and we don't have anybody to debate against us about it, so it's all just agreeing.
And you don't want to invite anyone on here to debate it because you're going to get angry at
them. I mean, honestly, at this point, like, I don't know any rational person that's still on their side.
Bob's parents.
Rational?
I said rational.
But his parents are rational. They're just not that bright. You know? But yeah, they're some of the poorest people that are constantly bumming money, and they still support Trump. It's funny that the poorest people are always the ones that support Republicans who don't give a shit about poor people.
Okay, well, you know the whole, like, one of the biggest arguments you hear about the Civil War wasn't about slavery. They talk about how a very small percentage of people owned slaves in the South, which is true. However, the existence of slavery meant there was somebody lower on the totem pole than you. So I have to imagine a lot of Trump supporters that are like that are trying to reestablish their position
in America
on the totem pole.
Right.
Just because they're white. So they
do realize that there really aren't any that many Native Americans anymore. So totem poles don't matter.
Is that racist?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think that's racist.
I don't.
That's like the guy on Game of Thrones. There's a guy on Game of Thrones. I won't say his name, but I posted, hey, we got a Super Famicom for sale. And his response was, can I trade you my Jap Wii for it?
Wow.
And I was like, is that racist? That's a little racist.
Did he capitalize JAP?
No, it was lowercase.
Oh.
What do you
because mean? That is like the
abbreviation.
Yeah. The region lock abbreviation, though there are other ways to do it than JAP. But
I think the term Jap Wii is a very offensive term. Not quite up there with coon asses. Or cum guzzling cock vacuums.
What?
You missed that show.
Yeah.
Wow. Just something about
the best. Is that the one we kept saying?
Yeah,
that was.
Like we set a record that night for the most offensive things said repeatedly. Yeah. We topped that tonight.
Yeah. I haven't said it though.
Because there's nothing wrong with guzzling cum, I suppose. But coon asses, that can get you.
Has Lindsay said it yet? I think her and I are on the board for not saying it yet.
You said it.
Did I?
Oh, coon asses?
Did I say
or
it?
Or cock guzzling cum?
I know. I said cum.
She started that one.
I don't think I started it.
I think I started it.
I said it,
it
a bunch, you? Though, because okay. It was funny.
Lindsay,
was
say
funny.
Coon asses.
I already did.
Okay, then. Everybody's good. Mandy, have you said it?
No.
Say it.
I don't think I have. No.
Establish just your spot like as the most controversial person on the show.
And I'm going to keep my... I'm good. For now.
That's why her Funko Pop vinyl is tan as shit and the rest of us are pale.
And I have headphones on too. Well,
and goggles.
It looks like
I took them off on the second one and I also did a different site.
Yeah, I was about to say it looks like hers came from a different site.
Because I got real confused. I was like, how do you have a fucking hat? Like there was not a hat option.
The site
I found I think was still like a beta.
I found a Japanese site.
Yeah, and well, I went to yours and I didn't like it as much, so that's why I went back to the one.
I didn't have a lot to work with.
I didn't like the Funko websites one at all.
I don't like any of them to be fair, but I did what I could. And Mandy's argument on hers was like, "Why am I wearing a hat?" And I was like, "Cause you fucking wear hats."
I didn't say that.
Someone said you said that. I don't remember who.
I know I wear hats.
Exactly.
I always wear hats. You wear
hats.
Which is why fine. Were you complaining about not having
like,
a hat on?
Because my eyes looked crazy. Like I had this.
Oh my god!
Angry, and I was wearing purple. I don't know.
Everybody's
I just liked mine better with my.
I'll
it
be
was
on.
Like brown and like no. I'd rather just a solid black.
I didn't have the conversation.
Eyes?
Brown.
That's what I mean.
Sometimes they're orange though.
No, they're not.
It was
orange
brown.
No.
So yeah, I mean it was a light brown.
Yeah.
Which
thank
I imagine
you,
like what you're referring to in like bright sunlight.
Yeah.
You get that.
Anyways, what was the conversation you're gonna have with someone about something?
I was talking to Shannon about it. Because I was trying to figure out like all the guys were pretty easy except I didn't know who Justin Bieber was. And then I was like, that makes sense.
People, like Ethan's a spot on.
Yeah, no, like once you said it was Ethan's, I was like, oh, but first I was like, who's Bieber?
I couldn't figure out Tanner for a second.
That's what Aaron Picard said too. Aaron Picard was like, who's Justin Bieber? And I was like, it's Ethan.
It's the hairstyle you picked. Mm-hmm. Like it was very Bieber.
He's got shaggy hair.
He does.
You didn't recognize Tanner's?
I was confused for a second. And then I realized, I was like, oh, Aces looked really spot on to me too.
I was particularly proud of Aces.
Yeah.
I think Dalton's prettiest except for the hair, but you can't really get his hair in a Funko Pop.
And Dalton's like, why do I look like I'm so stoned? I'm like, no, you don't look stoned. You just look like a smug asshole.
Or a coon ass.
Jesus.
never mind.
No.
So
yours was the worst, I thought, because it was so basic. Like I couldn't.
Yeah.
They didn't really have your hairstyle. They didn't have your beard style. They didn't really have clothes you wear. So you were just generic pop.
Like, I think because you gave me a black shirt, which I do pretty frequently wear black t-shirts.
Currently wearing one.
Currently wearing one.
Put a giant R on it.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Team Rocket shirt.
That's
yeah.
why you get the basics, and then you just give it to me, and I'll play with it in Photoshop.
Well, see, I tried to Photoshop mine today, and I took the mustache off where it was just the chin strap. Uh-huh. And, yeah, it didn't look right. Ethan knows it didn't look right. Asa said I had, like, the nose made me look like I had a little Hitler stash.
At this point, like, mine and Shannon's pops, the only real difference in them is the hair.
Yeah. Well, all four of us right next to each other, me, you, Asa, and Dalton, they're the exact same. And I've had people ask me, like, oh, dude, those are fucking awesome. Where can I get those? Like, in your dreams. Because they're not
that,
real.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I I'm sorry if I tricked anybody. We don't actually have Podzilla Pops coming out yet.
That would be pretty sweet.
Do they actually make those, though?
I don't know. I tweeted Funko today.
I did, too. I tweeted him the other day.
Do you have a custom deal?
Yeah. Because that would be pretty awesome if we could do, like...
Well, they're doing a contest right now if you follow them on Twitter.
I'm not going to do
something.
That.
I put mine up there for... I was like,
because can I be honest with you? I hate Funko Pops.
Oh, I like them.
Like, there's too many of them.
But I have Catbug.
And he's cute, but there's too many of them.
And Bugcat.
There is too many.
And Commander Catbug.
I keep buying them.
Uh-huh. I keep buying ones that...
It's a reverse one.
I only buy ones of things I, like, super like, yep. though.
I have Sonic.
So I have a lot of Spider-Man
ones.
Those ones
look really weird, though.
They do look really weird.
I need Tails. The Thor one.
Who do you have, Jesse?
I have a lot of Spider-Man ones.
I think we have the Sailor Moon ones. And
your X-Files.
I have Venus. X-Files.
You have all of the Sailor Moon, I think.
I have all. No, because he bought them all for me in one day, and then I got the Hot Topic exclusive one. And I missed the one from the calendar place that's all glittery and sparkly.
Well, did you see the newest announced ones?
No.
Darkwing Duck.
Seriously?
Yep. I'm going to have one of those.
I'm guessing Darkwing, Launchpad, Goslin.
I think they only showed Darkwing, Launchpad, and Goslin, I think.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
But I'll get the whole set.
I know at the very least it was Darkwing and Launchpad.
Since we'll never get that Darkwing Disney Infinity figure because they went out of business. And Jesse just stuck Velcro to Krista.
One.
Who's wearing the same hat that I think she left with. Years ago.
Hilariously.
Yes.
My hat.
Yes. Is that a League of Legends hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Rammus hat.
Burn it.
But it's a really nice
We're
hat.
Done with League of Legends, though.
We are.
True.
Hey, that's cute.
Who did you call it?
Ramsey. Rammus.
There you go.
Sorry.
Here, let's podcast selfie with your hat.
Okay.
And they're taking selfies.
Yep.
All right. That happened.
Now we have proof of the hat, too.
Yes.
Yeah. You had proof that Krista was here and that you took a picture?
Yeah.
She, she walked into my apartment this afternoon and it's like she saw the... Rammus had. She's like, oh,
I remember this. This is mine. I'm taking it. I'm annexing this.
Yeah, pretty much. I do that with everything.
She came in today right when Lonnie was about to leave, and then Lonnie stuck around for 20 more minutes to talk to her, which was just the most awkward conversation.
I'm sorry.
No, it was his fault, not yours.
Okay.
Because he just kept saying, like, why don't you spend some money here? Or, so you want a job? And he kept, like, inching closer to her, and she kept inching further away. It was super fucking creepy. Hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
Lonnie didn't listen to this show.
It's not really his fault. Like, he wasn't trying to do anything. Lonnie just can come across as kind of creepy sometimes.
Yes.
Especially when you haven't seen him in 2 years.
Yeah, he wanted to hug me. And I was like, no.
He did. That was the most awkward. He was like, because they slapped hands. He was like, hug? And she's like, no. And I was like, yeah, that's she does that. She only hugged Lindsay.
That's because Krista and I are on the same level that we don't hug everyone.
Well, we got to a discussion about like who's the coldest people, and I said that you were colder than Krista was when you want to be, and they were
when
like,
"When I
no. want to
be,
like Lindsay's not that bad." I'm like, "Oh, she's a fucking monster when she wants to be." Believe me, yeah. I know.
And the sidestep on Ryan when I first came out,
and he was related to me.
And honestly, Krista is like really warm if she likes you,
or if it's 1-on-1. When Krista and I, like, before you left, we talked all the time, and it was really cool. And then anytime people get around, it's like she goes into showman mode, which kind of sounds like you're phony, but I don't mean that. I got to get going.
Okay, bye.
She surprised me at work, and I latched onto her and didn't let go.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to hug her because I don't like to hug. I think me and Krista have that in common.
Good.
The only people that hug me is, like, Ethan. Who doesn't just hug me, but also rubs his head against me.
And Steven,
who does the same. But he kind of grabs my ass, too.
I only hug people I really like. That's and when weird. Other people want to hug me that I don't really want to, I'm like, yes.
I don't mind. It's weird. I don't mind guy hugs, but I'm really awkward with girl hugs. Is it the same thing with girls? Like, you're okay hugging each other, but if a guy, like, I don't know, is it?
It depends.
It just feels odd. You know, there's not
if
many.
If it's a creepy, odd guy, then yeah, it's weird for them to hug you.
Okay.
Like that person you just whispered to me. Yeah.
Surely they didn't hear that.
Surely the people out there didn't hear that one.
I can hug Lindsay just fine, and I hug Allie just fine, and that's it.
So I'm one of the kind of people, like, I am completely okay getting hugged. Like, hugging is something I don't do very
much. You don't like to initiate.
No, yeah. I don't like to initiate.
Because that makes you feel like you're forcing it.
Yeah.
Like, if someone wants to hug me, I'm better about it. But if I don't want to, like, go over and hug you, because then it just makes you feel like, you don't like me. You don't like me. I don't want to hug you.
Very optimistic outlook. I like that.
You missed some things. Nah. Things have happened. I got this hernia now, too.
Oh, well, yeah, I know about that now. I heard the dying thing on Facebook and then the Patreon, whatever.
GoFundMe. Which is still open.
Yeah.
The only reason it's still open is because Calvin said, I don't know if I have much I can say on the air, but he said just hold off for a little bit because there might be something.
I mean, I'm leaving it open until we get it done.
I am going to probably get the consultation sometime this month.
And then can't actually do the surgery until after we move.
Yeah, which hopefully that doesn't kill me. Yeah. That would suck, wouldn't it? If like the move just, that's what gets me.
Because you didn't do it before it.
Because I didn't do it before it and I shouldn't have done it and I did it. Because some of that shit's heavy. You've seen our stuff.
That's why we're not going to let you pick that shit up.
Yeah, you are. Who else is going to do it?
I can outlift you. It's fine.
Me and Bob can lift most of the things.
I mean, if you want to help, I would be grateful. But like if it's just me, because Bob will be at work probably quite a bit. So it's going to be me, her, and Sticks. And Sticks ain't going to pick it up.
When are you moving? Is it on a weekend?
Thursday.
Oh. If it's after I get off, I'll help.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can help you guys move when I get off work.
Same.
But
we'll make it a party. We'll order pizza and put Oculus Rift. Jesse, please tell them about your experience in the Oculus Rift.
Okay, actually.
Yes, please, because I haven't had to have a good one because I have a head cold and everything makes me queasy.
She tried to do the roller coaster on it.
It was so much fun, but I legitimately wanted to pass out when I was done because I was so queasy.
Yeah,
both and I don't get queasy on legit roller coasters, so I'm just like, it makes me sad.
And she doesn't get sad often, folks.
That's Stone Cold look.
See, this is what we're talking about. Like, I can feel, I can feel the ice. I know. I'm like on the opposite side of it.
Immediately just pulled the blanket
up. So cold.
I'm good at that. I'm the best. Tell us, Jesse.
All right. So, no, yeah. Was it a Robo Recall? Robo Recall.
Made by Epic Games.
Yeah. It was actually really, really fun. Like the first thing you do, like you're sitting here watching this news article about these robots that are kind of going rogue and like they're attacking people and stuff. And as you're watching this news article, you see like these robots that they're talking about are kind of stepping up and looking at the commercial too.
They start piling in.
They're like, as you're looking around, because you can actually look around or you can stay focused on the TV if you want. You're looking around. There's more and more of them just coming in. And I don't mean like with Sticks. You turn your head like side to side and you see them.
You're really there.
Right. It's crazy. Virtual reality. Then something happens and they jump at you and I actually jumped.
He did. He shrieked a little bit.
I was like, ah!
Because the robots like short circuit and then they all, cause Jesse's like, oh, that's not good. And then they all turn to him and he's like, oh shit. And then they jump and Jesse kind of pulled back.
Cause I forgot for a second that they weren't right there. Yeah, no, it's trippy cause they get really close to you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so you're playing this game and it's actually kind of neat. You can't, like you move by teleporting. Like you don't walk around or anything. It's pretty easy to get used to the teleporting feature.
And I found out why a lot of games do that. Because there are some games that actually let you move and look around. And that will fuck with you. What is happening behind me?
Pouring like hurricane.
It's raining real hard.
Yeah. Good. Wash all the dead bugs off my car.
I just like heard like
it's disorienting. Like you, if you're moving around and you're looking at the same time, you get this motion sickness. I didn't like it.
I believe that.
So I get the teleport.
I know a lot of people like set up, what do you call it? Treadmills.
Yeah.
Like for that kind of stuff. Movement. Yeah. And not even necessarily for tracking the movement, just so you can walk while you're pushing the stick forward. Because, yeah, something
without
about
running
like,
into the wall.
Yeah, something about pressing the stick forward and moving. Like,
Jesse
did punch my TV once.
I clipped it.
So
you got into it. You get into that game.
You do. All right. So yeah, basically what's happening, Oculus. Like you're having to shoot these robots that are coming at you. You have guns like that. You reload Reaper style. You drop the guns and you pick up new ones. And they're just holstered and you have to shoot these robots coming at you. And you actually are like aiming around shooting them. Like the guns are where you're pointing them. And, yeah, they come around on all sides of you. So you have to like teleport around to kind of get the ones that are behind you because you can't really.
You can, but the track, I don't have a setup for like, full room right now. It's mostly just facing
like a
forward.
VR thing then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's VR. It's Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
So, I've heard of it, but I don't really know.
You need to try it. I have one. That's what I spent my money on.
That doesn't surprise me.
And it's super fun because you can actually grab the robots and rip them apart and throw pieces of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
you can,
I'm down.
Yeah,
set
you
them
can
on
shoot
fire?
Them. You can't set them on fire. Well, I mean, I'm sure you can get weapons that'll do it.
Yeah, there's probably a flamethrower at some point.
Right. Yes. Cause I know at one point, like, you can also bullet time. Like, if they shoot at you, time kind of slows down and you can pick the bullets out of the air and flick them back at the robot that shot them.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
That's a whole lot of fun. You can also do that with rockets, because at some point, robots come down that shoot rockets at you. And you can just grab the rockets out, and then you just turn it around. You don't flick it. You just kind of let it go, and the rocket just sails at whatever you point it at.
Yeah, I want to play.
I saw one guy. You can also reload by throwing the gun and bouncing it off an enemy and grabbing it. So he shoots the robot, he throws his gun at it, it bounces off of his head, he picks up out of midair and then starts shooting more robots.
That's awesome.
That's just badass.
It's really cool. And you can, like, the whole time, the only thing you can really see of you are, like, you can see your hands floating in the air. Is kind of what it looks like.
Huh.
And, the way the Oculus works, it knows when you move, like, your thumb and index finger.
So you can double gun.
So yeah, like it's kind of cool. There are actual triggers and stuff too, but you can see like your hands reacting a little bit to how you're pressing the trigger and everything else. Like, it's kind of cool looking. It really does do a good job of putting you there.
And I got this other game. It's called it's like Neon Arcade, and it's just a big arcade, like coin op kind of, but you can fit whatever arcades you want in it. So when you walk in, I have like the Turtles in Time. I've got Mortal Kombat, Metal Slug, just all these arcade games, Punch Out. And you actually like, you're looking around when you play the arcade games. It doesn't like go to a full screen. You're actually looking down at the arcade cabinet and you're pressing the buttons and stuff.
Why would you stop playing this?
Because after a while, virtual reality will hurt your head.
Yeah. Cause I played for about, 30 minutes or so the other day.
You were going to town on it.
Yeah. No, I was having a lot of fun.
Me and Allie were just sitting there watching them, and I now know what I look like when I play it. Because Jesse's like, I know you guys can't see it at home, but imagine like a John Woo movie, and Jesse's just bang, bang, bang all over the place, and turning behind him and shooting, and I'm like, is that what I look like?
That's awesome.
I thought I looked so much cooler.
I need video of myself on this.
I don't need to see video of myself doing it, because I know I will be pissed off.
Remember the first time what game was it? It was some Kinect game that you didn't know that it actually like recorded you and then it played clips of it at the end.
Oh, it was the one that Kinect Adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first time we saw that, we were pissed. I'm like, I don't want to look at me.
I don't want to look at me jump
well,
up and down.
Well, that or else on their dance version
Central.
Of the dance game.
Yeah, like,
it'd go free time and then just show you. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. That was embarrassing.
I'll let people watch me. It's fun.
Well, you're attractive.
I mean, I'm fine with people watching me do it. I just don't want to watch me do it. I know, like, I feel like I look awesome because there are times where, you know, you sit there, like, I would throw a gun at one person and, like, reach for the shotgun on my back, blow another, like, dude away, pick up a robot, rip it in half, and throw pieces of it at other robots.
Yes.
You feel amazing when you're playing it. I would not want to see what I look like from the outside.
No, because then they remind you that, oh, by the way, this isn't real. In reality, what you're doing is you're just jerking around.
You're just flailing
awkwardly.
Around.
I'm going to dress up when I play it so I have a gun on my back so I kind of look the part.
All right, so you heard it here, folks. We're going to post it on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, live stream.
Bring it.
Of Mandy. Well, Asa got the cable for the Kinect today, so he's going to do some Twitch streaming.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Some Injustice, too.
He's going to do a lot of streaming.
Have you been doing any live streaming since you left Cape? Because I remember you and Mike Branham and Steven.
Yep.
We're doing that for a while. And I think Ethan, was Ethan a part of that?
Oh, hey, Ethan, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Can I have that thing back?
You want it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which thing is it?
Because you never paid me for it.
Which thing?
I want it back, though.
What are we talking about? I'm left in the dark.
Capture card. No,
my capture card.
Oh, did you leave that here?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Because
I left it for somebody to use it, but I heard he hadn't been using it.
Ooh.
Was it Ethan?
Uh-huh.
Which is really sad because Ethan is just now like talking to some people about doing live streaming. He's setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, that's called a setback. Yeah, the goal now is to move past it. I actually think I have a capture card somewhere.
We had one here for the longest time.
Yeah, that one that you traded in because you thought somebody would want it.
Yeah,
and I think it sat here for years.
You were here. You saw it. Because the only thing we were missing software for it. You just had to buy software from a company.
That's right.
Yeah, and I gave the dude like $10 in store credit for it.
I had another person come in today, try to sell me another Xbox One S. Brand new, never opened. The Battlefield Edition. That's like the third in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Like the green one?
No, the white one.
Okay.
Yeah, not the 1 terabyte, but the 500 gig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the third person in like 2 weeks to come in with the exact same system, brand new, never opened. They mentioned that to me too when I told them I couldn't take it. Like, it's brand new. And I wanted to say, yeah, that's why I can't take it. It's clearly stolen. I don't know where though, where you guys are getting all these Xbox One S's.
Maybe it's the same person with different friends.
Well, they've upped their game because it used to be they would steal games unopened and bring them in. Now they're stealing systems. Next they'll be stealing cars.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Yeah. I download everything. I got a VR porn program now. Wait.
Sell that to everybody.
You wouldn't download a hot Asian girlfriend, would you? I have.
Wouldn't have, sir.
You sound like Krieger right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Archer. He makes that girlfriend.
He hasn't watched Archer, so.
Oh.
No, that's not true. I've watched some Archer. I just don't watch it religiously.
Found something that I've watched that you haven't.
I've watched it. I just don't know the characters' names. I know Archer.
Krieger's the dentist.
And then Krieger's the doctor.
Chris Parnell.
Do what?
No. Chris Parnell?
That's Archer.
No, that's
H.L. Benjamin.
Chris Parnell is, what's his name? He's the accountant.
Yeah.
Cyril.
Cyril.
Okay.
Yeah, Cyril Figgis. That's Chris Parnell. Figgis,
yes. Okay. Yeah, I can't name all the characters, but I know Archer and Aisha Tyler.
Yeah, that's Lana.
What is this? Lana! It starts with, does it start with a Y? Oh, God.
Anyways, he ends up creating his own girlfriend and she appears, she's like a hologram.
Yeah, she, like, but she has like pink hair. Yeah, she has like pink hair, and she's wearing a wedding dress because she's supposed to get married. But
to Krieger, a hologram.
Yep,
he's marrying a hologram.
Yeah. But Krieger never actually marries.
She'd be like, Krieger-san,
shut up! You're just like your mother.
Lindsay, that reminds me of the episode really where Carl and Shake buy the Chechenian prostitute. Which Master I found out today,
shock.
Dirty prostitutes are also called coonasses.
Snap. I hope someone's keeping count of how many times Shannon says coonass.
Cody?
Cody's not counting.
Let me know if I said
it,
because I still don't think I've said it.
What's that?
I said someone make sure I didn't say it at the beginning. But
oh,
I think
I'm sure
I did.
You did.
I don't think I did.
You get mouthy. And sometimes you forget what you say.
She like goes into a blind rampage.
She does. She fills the crystal spot of the rage of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Rage of the Week.
Rage of the Week.
We used to have on Pen and Nerd, we used to have the weekly rant. And, the first 2 weeks, Krista actually did rant about something. The next, like, several weeks, it was just, Krista has an interesting news topic she wants to talk about.
Yeah.
I can always
lost
work.
My rants. Enough ranting.
There's so many things to be angry about, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Politics, but.
We didn't
really
cover that
on Pivot
Nerd. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, like, we get angry on a weekly basis on Nerd Up. Last week, we were angry at Bethesda.
Yeah.
I said they were on my poop list.
And now we're doing a sale for Bethesda. Why are they on your list? I didn't hear all of it.
That was...
Was it because of Prey?
Yeah. What was the name of the... It's like No Something Studios. Did power just flicker?
Yeah, it's been doing that.
I saw thunder or lightning earlier.
All right.
Well, see, it doesn't matter. Just listen to Nerd Up. We got to move in case the power runs out.
I mean,
it's going to be an hour regardless.
And I've got a battery.
Oh, hey.
Except that the recording equipment's not running on your battery.
Yeah, but I can just put it to the microphone and we can all huddle around it.
Oh, that's true.
The quality won't be good, but neither is the show.
Damn.
The quality matches the program. Anyway.
Man, no, Bethesda's suing the indie developer company. It's like No Something.
Oh, you're talking about over the
Pray for the gods.
Gods. Yeah. Or Pray for the Gods. Yeah. Yeah, I hated that too. That made them my motherfucker of the week.
Yep.
Because not the first time they did it. They went after Mojang for
Scrolls.
Yep.
You can't copyright a fucking word.
Yeah, and especially like
I'm gonna copyright the word call. Your move.
Because there was nothing there's nothing similar between Prey and Pray for the Gods. Pray for the Gods is actually a fun little bit of wordplay.
Yeah.
Because it is P-R-E-Y for the gods.
But it sounds like you're praying.
For the gods.
Yeah.
Like the Allies does.
Yeah, and it basically, it seems like it's going to be a very Shadow of Colossus-esque game.
Yeah.
Very, very different from Prey, Bethesda's new shooter. So, yeah, no, Bethesda can go fuck themselves. They're on my shit list forever now.
What a shitty thing, too, considering how much they embrace the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've hired modders to work for them because they did such good mods. That's happened.
Yeah.
But now you're going to go after indie studios for using one word that will never confuse anyone about your title.
Right.
It's all about that money.
I'll tell you what's confusing is when you canceled Prey like 8 years ago, and then you came out with a new game in the series called Prey.
They canceled Prey 2.
Yeah. We still have the poster for it.
We do. Huh. It's really funny.
Lindsay is confused right now.
Are we just changing spellings? Like, what's going on?
No,
they came out with a game called Prey.
Uh-huh.
And then they were making Prey 2. I don't even think, did Bethesda even make Prey? Or was it somebody else and they bought them?
I honestly don't know.
But they made Prey.
I thought it was Bethesda.
And then Prey 2 was going to come out. It was in developmental hell for years. They canceled it. And then this year they finally came out with Prey.
Okay.
It's that reboot you didn't ask for.
It's a Prey on Prey.
It's a Prey on words.
They just have an inside source and they're like, oh, this company's going to do
Jesse eyes. Oh. Muscles Asian stereotype.
Yep. Yep. No, the first Prey was actually 2K. Human Head Studios developed it and it was published by 2K Games.
I thought so. It sounds really bad out there. I'm not going to turn around.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
It's just dumping rain. It's bouncing off the ground.
Buckets of water.
So I'm wondering if Bethesda bought Prey, like the title, or if like they bought the studio or they bought the rights to it.
Bethesda has done a lot of those like really shitty games that they just kind of lucked into. Like what was that really stupid game that had Mickey Rourke as the Navy SEAL? And it was supposed to – his name's like Dick Plachinko. Is that a name or is that a game on Price is Right?
No.
Pachinko? That's the one where they drop the thing.
I mean, Plinko.
Pachinko.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's just
is it Plinko or Pachinko?
It's Pachinko if you've got the little balls.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought that, it was
it's the same
Plinko.
Thing.
I don't remember the name of it. It was something Warrior. I don't know. It was a really shitty game.
Rogue Warrior.
Is it Rogue Warrior?
Yes. I know what the game is.
It has
about.
The record for the most F words in one game.
Yeah.
Good for you. But yeah, Bethesda has two games that are good, and then the rest are Prey.
No, they're really riding on Fallout and Elder Scrolls.
Which is funny because it's the same goddamn engine.
Because the thing is, it's, it was Rogue Warrior.
It's a shitty game, Andy.
Anyway, no, yeah, because Fallout and Elder Scrolls, with the exception of Fallout New Vegas, are developed by Bethesda Softworks.
Right.
The rest of those games, Rogue Warrior, Wet, Prey, presumably, are all published by Bethesda.
But not made by.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, the two games that are made by Bethesda, Wet was okay. It was just, it was a super, it was a super short, like, QTE title. Like, it was
a game with
a highly stylized.
A sexy girl on the cover, and the name above it said Wet. I don't have to tell you how many jokes we got about that at GameStop.
Oh, so many? They were all clever, too.
They were, just by the greatest fedoras.
I see, for me, more often than not, it was rednecks. They made more... I was trying to think of a different way to phrase it, but I was like, nah, fuck it, rednecks.
Any Kunatsis?
Damn it! I was going to say it.
No! Mine!
No, we don't get many Cajuns up here.
No.
Not really at all.
No.
Josh, is he from New Orleans?
Yeah. Born and raised.
I haven't talked to him enough. I've talked to him a few times. But super nice guy. Does he have the accent?
He does. But here's the funny thing is his mom is originally from New York. If you meet New York people, they kind of have a similar accent.
That's not even a little bit true.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes.
They have an accent.
They do. Yeah. There is a New York accent and there is a Louisiana accent.
Well, apparently, we have accents.
We do.
Yep.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
When I moved here from Pennsylvania, I had an accent.
Yeah, it is.
You talked to Ryan Casper, right? that is a Southern accent.
No, it's more of a spectrum thing. There are a few words that we say that are very much on like that Southern accent spectrum. Like, we're not so bad. There are people that live in Cape that have pretty thick accents.
Hell yeah.
What dat is?
Who dat? Who dat, Jesse?
Who dat?
How my dad called?
Her attempts at Cajun are really funny.
I love them.
That's what they say.
I can feel
I understand that's what they say, but I guarantee that's not how they say it.
Yes, it is.
You might not be welcome back.
What?
If they hear this show.
Why?
We heard what you said.
Heard you don't like no coon asses.
I love coon asses. No.
And then Shannon just sounded like he was trying to do Farmer Fran from Waterboy. Is that how Cajun people speak?
He's Leoto.
I mean, yeah, some do, actually. Like, from what I understand, Farmer Fran, I think it was Farmer Fran.
It was Farmer Fran, yeah.
Like, apparently that's fairly accurate to some really, really, like, thick Cajun accents.
Do you get some of the people, the Cajuns, that you just can't understand?
Yeah.
At all?
Yeah. I tell them to repeat themselves a lot.
You just write this down.
Write it down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Say that again.
You need to carry a dry erase board with you.
So I told him he did.
A little slower.
That Kentucky accent. That's that Appalachian accent, which is a whole nother fun animal.
Animal?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they marry.
Oh. Raccoons in particular.
Coons.
Coons. What is happening?
No. I can't wait to give me some coon ass tonight.
Walked right
Except
in
it's
that
not
one.
Racist because they're actually talking about raccoons.
They're going to step toe with them.
Stop it. So we don't need to lose his sponsorship.
What sponsorship?
He gives me sodas. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Something, Bethesda, and then you got into coon asses.
Well, because you asked if Josh had an accent, that's, and then
so
Krista said that the New York accent was very similar to the New Orleans accent.
I dated a girl who was from Wisconsin.
Prove it.
I'd rather not.
Picture it didn't happen.
I'd rather not. Because my cousin Ryan said she looked, he called her the, what do you call her? The dog face gremlin.
I just remember some stuff about dog food.
He's going to put some kibble out for her. Yeah.
Aww.
Which is mean as shit. But yeah, she was from Wisconsin and she said I had the thickest country accent she'd ever heard. And I was like, really? No.
She must not have heard country accents.
When
you're Wisconsin, this is probably as far south as you've ever been. Although she got real south real quick.
That happens. When I first moved to Colorado.
Not on me, just on Chad.
That was when I first discovered I had an accent.
Fucking Chad.
I have nobody.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's when I first found out that I had an accent because they made it very clear that it was very obvious. Granted, I moved to Colorado from New Madrid.
New Madrid.
New Madrid.
Sorry. Withdrawn. Withdrawn, Your Honor.
And, Hunter is the only person I know that graduated New Madrid High School and doesn't sound like everybody else I knew from New Madrid.
Yeah, Hunter has just, all right, off topic, but Hunter just has the most unique and awesome voice. And I strive to be like him and I fail.
And the thing is, like, he even had that voice in New Madrid. It's not like it's something that he moved north and forgot. Like, and you know, he started talking
he
the way he did.
It with him.
Cause I remember the first time I ever met Hunter, and I say met, I was in sixth grade and he was moderating for our intramural Scholar Bowl tournament. And, I just remember his voice and I remember saying like afterward, that, you know, he had a, like I told him, like, you have a voice for radio. That was incredible. And yeah, he's always had that voice for as long as I've known him. So I don't know how he didn't get hit with like that New Madrid accent. That,
I mean, you yourself have a nice voice and I don't hear anything wrong with it.
Because I moved north.
Oh.
Like, I lost my accent in Colorado, most of it.
I was born in Cairo, so that's my accent.
I mean, it depends on where you're in Cairo. I imagine. I imagine that a lot of the way you talk depended on who you talk to. So,
yeah. If you knew me when I was younger, like, we were making fun of this guy earlier named Potency. Ethan, you remember Potency?
Oh, yeah.
The white rapper? Yeah, I sounded like him. Like, I had a straight ghetto accent when I was younger because that's who I talked to. But Lindsay broke me of it.
Yeah, I broke him. I feel like one of my first comments when I talked to you on the phone was, wow, you sound like you're black.
Yeah, I got that a lot. But these two are from Pennsylvania. Let's make fun of them.
Why? We sound normal.
Shit.
I mean, you make fun of us all the time.
No, you both also have a couple of words that are...
Alls.
Oh, alls I know.
Alls.
I don't say alls.
She says pop. Do you say pop?
Like as in soda?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Mandy's lived here long enough that...
I mean, to be fair, Ariel broke me of pop to saying soda in college, yeah. So...
Anything
you
with
have
double
the right
T,
to say it. You, don't even drink
you both
soda.
Say
I know I
funny.
Don't drink soda because I don't like it.
What?
Whoa.
Anything with a double T in the middle, they both say funny.
They
say something with a double T.
Better.
Better.
Oh my God. Do you hear them just closing it? Better.
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 The biggest one I hear it in is like, what do you call, a small cat?
A kitten.
Mandy?
Shit. She's out. She tapped out.
A kitten. In
that's kids. Not how you say it.
I know, because now I'm thinking about it. You're gonna have to tell me.
Yeah, both of you say kitten.
Kitten. You gotta be kidding me.
I mean, to be fair, I live 2 hours north of Pittsburgh.
It's true. No, yeah, sometimes you guys enunciate both T's somehow. I still don't understand how that happens.
Kitten? I like kittens.
I don't, dude, no.
You got to be kitten things. Me right now?
Button. Right, button is another one that button. They both say kind of funny.
Button.
See, I'm button, thinking button, about it though, so I don't.
Sometimes,
really
like, they don't say the T's at all, like for button. Like, button. Sometimes I've heard Lindsay say button.
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 Desk is a funny word, too. And disc.
Or deck.
The tomato or tomato?
I've never heard anyone say tomato. I know it's a Northeastern thing, but I have never actually heard it.
I know there's words I say differently, or I used to.
Is it Caribbean? Caribbean.
There's all they're like
Caribbean.
Like
I say, Caribbean.
I think I say caramel, but I know a lot of like, my grandma used to say caramel.
We
say
actually
caramel.
Found out recently; those are two different things.
Uh-huh.
Caramel is not the same thing as caramel.
Well, fuck my life, shit.
And Caribbean is not the same as Caribbean. Caribbean is how you pronounce it. Caribbean is what idiots say. Two different things. And you know, have you seen these fucking fidget spinners?
Yeah. Yes. I had five different people come in the store today with them. Three of them being grown adults.
Yes.
Stop it. Calling here asking for them.
Stop it, people. You did just fine without these fucking things. You don't need them.
Whenever they first came out, they sold out because I guess somebody made them popular on YouTube or whatever.
People love stupid
They're
shit.
They're on Tumblr yeah. too.
Mm-hmm. And then my cousin got a hold of one and he sold one for $40 and then that kid sold it for $90.
Jeez, I don't
you can get them at five below. Like, yeah. Five and below here. No, like a dollar
cheap.
Store.
I was talking to Asa and Ethan about it earlier and like, we all kind of fidget with stuff. We do.
Yeah.
I constantly, if you're around me, Jesse's messing with Velcro.
I've been messing with Velcro straps this
I do
entire
that
show.
Nerd up you all
need,
the time.
You need the fidget
stuff.
Cube. Not the fidget. Yeah. Those are the little clips.
Buttons
and
stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it has like a light switch on it.
No, there are certain things I like to do. Like I always tug at my shirt and I always like pull my hair back. I can't emulate that with a box.
Well,
honestly.
You don't need one.
I need to brush my hair.
You need a Barbie doll so you can brush its hair.
Barbie girl.
And Barbie world. I got your back.
Let's go, Barbie.
The sad thing is it's
on
my
Barbie.
MP3 player.
Let's go party.
I think it's on my Spotify.
But anyway, no, yeah, like I do fidget with stuff just in general. Like if I'm ever sitting at my desk, I've got a deck of cards just at my desk.
But that's cool.
And I shuffle cards.
Yeah, because then if someone walks in, a game of blackjack could bust out. What are you going to do with a fidget cube?
Fly
pretend
away.
To press buttons?
Throw it at someone?
Pointless button is pointless.
I want to spin them, I'm not going to lie.
Why?
I don't know, it just seems entertaining.
Jesus.
It's an
ADD
world.
What does humanity come to?
I do see them on Reddit all the time.
I blame Trump. I didn't hear about fidget stuff till Trump got in office.
That's no, fair. This has nothing to do with Trump.
Mm-mm. Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
That's a fad. It's just gonna die out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard teachers banning them from classrooms and stuff.
Surprise,
and I do
surprise.
Not blame them.
Yeah.
It's like Dalton.
Yeah, Dalton doesn't like them either.
No.
Yeah. No.
Are they loud?
Asa likes them, but Dalton, I'm pretty sure doesn't, but I'll have to double check with him. I don't know if they're loud or not. It's just,
they're a distraction because they're up in the air.
Depending on how chunky they are, they make a lot of noise.
Yeah, like the box like clicks.
I thought the whole point of the thing is so it doesn't make noise.
Yeah, so you can fidget with something white. I don't think it does.
The spinner doesn't make noise, but like the other one, like you actually press buttons and click. Like there's clickers on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you can do that, you know what they used to have? They used to have this thing that you would click and you would count how many times you did something.
Yeah,
just get that.
They're called counters. I sell them.
You should just play
like $7.
Just play Bop It.
$7. For a clicker.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
You can get them in New Orleans for cheaper.
Yeah, I think so.
With them folk down there.
I mean, you probably get them in a lot of places cheaper.
You're going to want me to say. Now I just want to play Bop It. Do you guys want to play Bop It after this?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I want dinner.
I love
Critty
Bop
all
It.
The way.
Critty.
I don't like Critty.
It's better than girl swag.
Okay.
Girls Slay.
Why does that sound familiar?
That was their team.
That was our team for everything.
Yep.
She was girl and I was swag. So I called dibs on swag. So yeah. When she was alone, it was
you
just
should
girl.
Hurry up and copyright it before Bethesda makes a game. Elder Swag.
I think our internet at our trailer was called Girl Swag.
No. It was Hide Your Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's right. The password was probably Girl Swag.
Nope.
Oh, okay. I remember password now.
Yes.
Oh, no. I feel like there's a story. What's the password?
Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, never mind. That's a terrible story.
Don't you love it whenever they brought it back on like Netflix?
Got Mikey to watch
yes,
it.
Mikey was obsessed with Powerpuff Girls.
I almost said our son.
Well, we're lesbians. It's out there.
It looks like it every time we're shopping.
Josh is going to be devastated.
or intrigued.
And then devastated.
Is he?
Oh my gosh.
Well, Josh does have a twin.
James Ellsworth is going to be devastated.
I was going to say this could be Mandy's defense.
Did you hear about the Snapchat story? I'll have to tell you that after.
Is this not appropriate for a show?
I just don't like talking about
it. Did he bust
out
the little Ellsworth?
Show?
No, we'll talk about it later.
He did not. He isn't. No, he's not a prick like that.
No, he's really nice. Does seem like a perfectly nice guy. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
No, he's good.
He's just like, I don't know. Mandy's like the little sister of the group, so Krista could never be that.
No.
Nor could Lindsay.
No.
But Mandy fits the role.
I'm the terrorizer of the group.
Mm.
I start shit whenever I come up.
Mm. You're going to get us canceled?
Yeah.
How can she cancel you when you own the network?
We lost
two NASAs.
We lost the New Orleans market.
I mean, you say that. Like, there are actually a few listeners down in New Orleans.
What if we lost
probably
Kevin?
Her.
Yeah, I was going to say. Huh? I think I'm the
Kevin?
One.
We don't want to lose Kevin.
Okay.
No. Kevin's not from New Orleans,
Kevin.
Is he?
No.
Oh God!
No!
Just
he
don't
pays
just
for
Ireland.
No, if we started making fun of Wisconsin,
or Ireland,
or well, yeah.
But why is he from Wisconsin?
He has family up there. He's a big fan of the state.
Oh, I wonder if he knows my ex.
But no, for cousin. The most part, like,
oh God, that would be terrifying.
His family is very St. Louis, so yeah, I think we're all right. I'm going to get a really angry text message from Kevin, like, I'm from Louisiana, you motherfucker. But I know that's not going to happen.
He'll throw a few more,
yeah, a few more
adjectives in there.
But yeah, no, think you're offensive.
Play Call of Duty with Kevin. Let me tell you about a man named Kevin.
That was my favorite Disney special.
I mean, Kevin's not necessarily offensive with it, but he certainly says some offensive things.
Yeah, it's like if a person says something terrible, but he doesn't mean it that way, is it still terrible?
Yeah. But then again, like whenever I play Call of Duty with Kevin now, like I'm not going to say it's a problem because it's never been a problem.
No,
it's always been really funny.
Well, except that one time.
Which one time?
That one time, like, the black guy lived across the hall from me.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
No
simpy from Kevin.
No simpy.
No. Well, you know, we're out of time.
I'm hungry.
What? All right.
I want
dinner. It's been an hour.
Damn. But I've been having so much fun.
I know. Now go back to New Orleans. Go back to your boyfriend and other things,
she's
probably.
Here now. She's fine.
Yeah, I heard you're not even into that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about girl swag.
It's girl swag.
Our
son, Mikey.
You got like 2 minutes left if there's anything you want to say to all of the fans on Podzilla that have missed you since you left.
Okay.
Were you even, how long was she even on Podzilla?
Not long.
It wasn't
not
long because you were on Pin and Nerd. We switched over. You did a couple episodes and then you were gone pretty much.
Yeah. I think it was like 3-4 months maybe.
Yeah.
That.
Like, yeah, we probably had a good 4 months or so of Krista being on the show. Because I know there was also a period of time where you were constantly on vacation, like when we were in Podzilla 1981.
We had to constantly fill in.
Yeah.
So when I was going through my Facebook today, I had one of those memories pop up from 2 years ago. And it was me promoting the newest episode of Pen and Nerd. And I was like, click 404. Aw. Yep. There's no Pen and Nerd.
Pen and Nerd has been deleted.
Yeah. Trump fired it.
Shit. So it just like completely wipes you out.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't pay up, they delete everything.
Well, no, and that was the thing. Like we had paid. They did like as soon as I hit cancel the account because I still had like I had paid about the middle of the month. So we started about the middle of the month worth of stuff. And I was expecting to post like a couple of Nerd Up shows on there just saying like, hey, guys, you know, we moved to this network for anybody still using this URL. And so as soon as I hit cancel, boom, gone.
Yeah.
404 if you try to go there.
They got no chill.
No, none.
Do you still have those episodes?
Yeah.
Because we should repost those on Podzilla. Do like nerd a pin,
the
a nerd,
pin
week.
Nerd archives.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do like a Throwback Thursday kind of thing and just post them up?
Yeah, instead of, like, if we ever cancel a show, go, hey, guys, we're out.
Last
but,
week.
Yeah.
Illness.
Well, she was
and
dying.
Stuff and rain.
I was
and...
dying.
Yeah, she was definitely dying. I didn't feel too good myself.
Was she dying?
I was super
dying.
Comfy on the couch.
I called, and he's like, you don't need to be going anywhere. Go back to bed.
Yeah, she called me. She's like, so are we doing the show?
I had a couple mornings where I sounded like Jesse. And yes, I sounded like Harvey Firestein for a day. I said that to Mimi at work.
Then we absolutely should have done the show.
I know, right?
Just to get Lindsay like, hi. Hey.
Lindsay's here tonight. Hello, Kent.
Right. I have no voice.
Welcome, you sound like the Forsaken and Wild.
Just call me Sylvanus.
Sylvanus!
Tired!
Is that Pennsylvania? That noise.
That was adorable. Wow. All
right.
I feel like if she wasn't kind of like sinusy, that would have been much more painful to the ears.
But it was just adorable. Like when Krista sneezes.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring that up.
You want me to hit him?
He does every chance he gets.
No, don't hit me. Ow.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Krita.
And they missed the high five. It's fine.
She almost hit Krista in the face.
Yeah, she did.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here.
Krita.
Lindsay, Jesse, Mandy, and Krista, thank you for coming on. It's good to see you again.
Yay.
We miss you. We really do.
Really?
Yes. We talk about you a lot.
I miss you.
Yeah. So, come back. Don't wait 2 years.
Maybe come back.
Yeah.
You can blame it all on Steven.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Right. Yeah. We got to get here. We'll see you guys on Sunday for a new Nerd Up. Until then, stay out of the rain. Take care of yourselves. And Krista, take us out.